Well, Neil, what's the general mood after that today? I mean, I imagine you're very proud of your players.
Yeah, I thought it was an outstanding performance, particularly second half. You know, I thought we made it a cup tie, second half. I thought we really got about Sunderland. I thought we competed. I thought we passed the ball well. I thought we passed the ball well throughout. But we carried much more of a threat second half. Obviously, we got in front of their goal a lot, hit the post twice. Adrian's had a great chance with an open goal to go and score. And really, you know, we should be looking to be probably progressing through the tie and at least, you know, a replay. So frustrated with the result, but the performance is really heartening.
Yeah, and a strong penalty shout and Liam Cooper at the post late on as well.
Exactly, you know, and I think the main thing is that the boys that have been out or around the fringe of the squad have come in and performed, you know, and they've really staked a claim, and we've got to look at everything.
You made a lot of changes, and probably all the players that didn't play would feel that they should be every week, as professional footballers do. So did you get the response you wanted from them?
Yeah, definitely, you know, because there's been some people that have been out of the picture, you know, totally out of the picture, and I thought today they came and performed well, you know, but we've been right with them. You know, we've kept them involved all the way, as, you know, as regards dialogue and training, and, you know, we've kept everything bright. So now they've had an opportunity, and what they've done is, they've given us something to think about.
I guess that was really important today, wasn't it? Whatever the result, to take something from it going into the league form.
Well, definitely, because, you know, I think if you look at it, you know, that fighting spirit's indicative of Leeds United and what we're about, and the supporters have got to see that. And I thought second half, that was the case. You know, I thought we'd give that performance. But like now, we're only halfway through the season. There's a lot of games to play, 20-odd games to play. But we've got to go now and put that performance in every week, you know, and then, you know full well that if you get the performances right, you'll get the results. You know, if we perform like that, we'll get results.
Have players today really given you something to think about ahead of Bolton now?
I think so, yeah. They've come in and done it the right way around, you know. They've come in and played really well. You know, it's important today that we rested, you know, the young boys, you know, Byron, Cook and Mowat, because, you know, we've got a duty to them, a care to them as well. I don't want to burn them out, you know, and we've got to look after them, the young players, and they've done brilliant. You know, but they need some help. And like I've said all along, I mean, I must have said this a month back, that when, you know, these lads at the moment need some help. Well, now whether it's signings or changing it round, or, you know, we've got to look at everything. But, you know, if we can get two or three signings in to strengthen what we've got, then we've proved today that, you know, we can be a match.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, 19-year-old at centre-back, and then even somebody like Luke Murphy, Neil, who we haven't seen since the end of August, you know, back in and did well, didn't he?
Well, I thought Murphy and Austin ran it in midfield, you know, particularly Austin, and, you know, I thought Murphy showed good touch and awareness, and I thought he really grafted and put a shift in, because he's had it rough, you know, he's had it tough, you know, and he's been left in no uncertain terms, you know, by, you know, sometimes what's happened, you know, in games. But I think he came in today, I thought he got hold of the ball, I thought he passed it, I thought he used his experience. And they were the fulcrum of what we did, you know, the two of them in there, and I thought they got hold of the game, particularly second half, and I thought we bossed it from there.
Yeah, and a change in shape as well to your side, is that something you're looking to sort of carry on going forward now?
Well, I think so. I mean, you've got to remember, you know, the Championship, it's, you've got to swim in the waters that you're in, and, you know, I think the Diamonds worked to a point, but we've turned into a bit of a one-trick pony, so we've got to look at, you know, what we've got other than that, options. And, you know, we played with width today, and we played well. I thought Casper Slot played well today, showed good touches, and popped up in little pockets and played well. And Brian Montenegro, that's his debut, you know, and I thought he was excellent. You know, he worked up and down, he gave us something from the left, you know, and I think if we'd have had a little bit more port first half, we'd have carried more of a threat. But I thought second half, I thought we bossed it, and, you know, we should have got something out of it.
And you handed Liam Cooper the armband. He's grown in stature. He's got the makings, hasn't he, of a future Leeds captain as well?
I thought Cooper were outstanding today. I thought he's a leader naturally. You know, he's got this way about him, and he's got presence, you know, and he affects the young players, and he affects the players around him. And I thought he did well for Del Fabbro today. He sort of helped him through it. But I thought Del Fabbro didn't do himself any harm. I thought he headed it, he competed, he used the ball well. You know, so it's good.
Gives you a bit of a spring in your step, I guess, ahead of the trip to Bolton. And got to ask you about the signings. Do you expect any new faces in before the next game?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think we're going to bring two or three in. You know, and hopefully there'll be, you know, a Championship experience, because it's important. You know, because we proved today that, you know, there's some players that's come in today that, you know, that have got Championship experience. Rudy Austin, Luke Murphy, and they performed well. You know, they performed really well. And, you know, but other players are playing well today. Charlie Taylor at left back, which solves us a problem. You know, because Stevie Warnock's out injured at the moment. You know, he's coming in and looked assured today. So, you know, it's all a plus.
Thanks, Neil.
Good stuff. Cheers.